She's got a way about her. I don't know what it is, but I know that I can't live without her. She's got a way of pleasing. I don't know why it is, but there doesn't have to be a reason anyway. She's got a smile that heals me. I don't know why it is, but I have to laugh when she reveals me. And she's got a way of talking. I don't know why it is, but it lifts me up when we are walking anywhere. She comes to me when I'm feeling down, inspires me without a sound. She touches me and I get turned around. She's got a way of showing how I make her feel, and I find the strength to keep on going. She's got a light around her, and everywhere she goes, a million dreams of love surround her everywhere. She comes to me when I'm feeling down, inspires me without a sound. She touches me and I get turned around. Whoa, whoa. She's got a smile that heals me. I don't know why it is, but I have to laugh when she reveals me. She's got a way about her. Don't know what it is, but I know that I can't live without her anyway.
Thank you. put me down. You're just making me out to be a clown. Set me up. Quit your messing around.
All right, playlist is completed. Just gotta find that thread, right? That's gonna make all the pieces fall into place. This morning, it's classics. We're going with classic rock. Maybe some of those folks out there lived through this era. I know a couple, at least. and I hope you're enjoying it. Going back to a bit of my roots, I suppose. And songs that I heard while I was growing up here on The Jam Adjacent. I'm DJ Redgold. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of 70s stuff today. Let's just go with that. Playlist is pretty much done, which is great to see. And now I can just relax and enjoy the music alongside all of you. Let's run through what we just heard. That last song was Dire Straits' Setting Me Up off of their first release, cleverly called Dire Straits. I highly recommend that entire album. I think it was... I'm not going to get it right. I'm not even going to guess the year. Sometime in the 70s. I want to say early 70s, but honestly, that could be wrong. But truly, that entire album is very good, and you might know just the Dire Straits hits. But dig a little deeper. Listen to that first album. You won't regret it. We had Cream. Of course, the band with Eric Clapton in it. I Feel Free. Fun little acapella-esque song there. We had Billy Joel, a live version of She's Got Away from Carnegie Hall. And of course, the original release off of The Stranger. He's got a nice voice, that's for sure. Billy Joel, I mean, you can't hide live, especially in the 70s. And that was creamy. We started the whole thing off with Steely Dan, Peg, off of the Asia album, covered that song in Jazz Band, and I loved it. I'm forever a Steely Dan fan after that, of course. All right, what else we got? Old stuff. Got some Bruce Springsteen, Talking Heads later, things like that. I got nothing else to say right now, so let's jump into that. Let's jump into some David Bowie. Here's Suffragette City. Get the body moving.
She's the one.
takes me, baby, to show how much you mean to me. And I guess it's just the woman in you that brings out the man in me. I know I can't help myself. You're all in the world to me.
It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time.
I have waited a lifetime, spend my time so foolish.
$5 bill will keep him happy all the time. Some of the fellas making nothing at all, and you can hear him cry.
Can I go, buddy? Can I go down? Take your ship at the mine.
Gotta get down to the Cumberland Mine.
Gotta get down to the Cumberland Mine.
That's where I mainly spend my time. $5
a day.
Made any more money. I'd move away. Lot of poor man got the Cumberland blues. He can't win for losing. Lot of poor man got to walk the line just to pay his union dues. I don't know now, I just don't know if I'm going back again. I don't know now, I just don't know if I'm going back again. I don't know now, I just don't know if I'm going back again.
How are we enjoying it, folks? 70s, a good era. Actually, that last one was... Oh, no, that was 71. That was 71. I thought it might have been like 69 or something, but... It was not. That was the Grateful Dead. Cumberland Blues. Off of Working Man's Dead. We had Foreigner, Feels Like the First Time. Off of their Foreigner album. Playing some more popular stuff today. And I don't know how to feel about that. You know, you can't always go by Spotify streams as to whether or not something charted, but we're going to be fine. We had Bruce Springsteen, She's the One, and the beginning of that set was our pal, rest in peace, David Bowie, Suffragette City. I once saw Fish cover that album in its entirety. That would be The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Colloquially known as just Ziggy or Ziggy Stardust. We've got a classic rock set today on the Jam Adjacent with me, DJ Redgold. So keep it tuned right here, WREV-FM Burlington. Let's jump into some news. Guys, we got a total eclipse coming. How to see the total eclipse, the total lunar eclipse, and the blood moon this month. On March 14th, Skywatchers in the Americas will be able to see the first of 2025's two lunar eclipses. Astronomy lovers in America will be treated to a great show in this month. In the early morning of March 14th, a total lunar eclipse will be visible. During this phenomenon, the moon won't disappear from view, but will appear deep red, as if it were covered in blood, apparently, is the metaphor they want to use here. During a lunar eclipse, Earth blocks the light from the sun that normally illuminates the moon. On the night of March 13th and the early morning of the 14th, the darkest part of Earth's shadow, called the umbra, will cover the moon during its brightest phase. So that's exciting. I don't have a Vermont-specific article here yet, but do we have time? Yes, next week. Stay tuned. I'll find a lunar eclipse article specifically about the lunar eclipse viewing in Vermont. So we'll get some instructions there for the people. Let's do a little weather. Speaking of, I don't know, astronomy? That doesn't really count. Meteorology is different than astronomy. But speaking of, let's go with the sky. How about that? Weather in Burlington today, warmer, which feels kind of nice, but it's going to rain a lot between today and tomorrow. High of 47, low 41 today. It's going to cool off a bit tomorrow night. Get back down below freezing, but Friday's going to be sunny. High of 35, low of 26. And the weekend's going to be cold again. And it looks like some snow potential? Question mark? Highs near the freezing point, lows in the mid to low 20s. I wonder how much snow we're getting. I guess we're going to find out. But I don't have that information in front of me. All right, we got a request in. Thank you so much for chatting in. And I appreciate it when folks, they garner the vibe of the set and then they make a request based on what they're hearing. And this is a new one for me. A band called Triumph. This song, Allied Forces. Thank you so much for chatting in. Sometimes it works out and you get on the air. So let's all enjoy this song together. Here's Triumph.
Stop me. la 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 la.
That's our show, folks. Let's walk through those last few songs first, doing a little announcement, and then I'm out of here. That was Led Zeppelin, of course, The Ocean, song I know how to play on drums, so if anyone out there is looking for a drummer, you know, just give me a ring here at WREV. We had Aerosmith, Toys in the Attic, Boston, Smokin'. There's no H in there. I don't know why I added that. And the beginning of the set, we had a request from the interwebs, an anonymous request. That band, Triumph, song is Allied Forces. And that did fit right in. They said it would, and they were correct. We had a classic rock set for you today. Back to my roots. Back to the formations of the Jam Adjacent. And I'm DJ Redgold. Here's a quick announcement. Use your head. Wear a helmet. Whether you're riding a bike, hitting the slopes, or skating across campus, make sure to buckle up that helmet every time. Helmets reduce the risk of serious head injuries by up to 85%. They're not just a suggestion. They're a lifesaver. Wear a helmet. Be smart. Stay safe. This message was brought to you by your Headstrong DJs at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. The headphone jack just fell out. I cannot hear myself at all, but the show must go on. That's show business, baby. Fortunately, I am all done today. I would love to keep going, but our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for listening to the Jam Adjacent. With DJ Red Gold, this is WREVF in Burlington. Tune in next week, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Wednesday morning for the rest of the semester. So we've got a solid 2 months of me left. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Keep spinning those tunes. Peace.
Drag me down and around again.